إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. There was of course a time when a man who was uniquely dressed, looking very distinct, came in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his presence was something that was awkward for the companions. And so they said, you know, this is a man, he doesn't dress like us, doesn't look like us, who could this man be? The man sat by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, akhbirni an al-Islam, tell me about Islam then. And the Prophet went through the five pillars of Islam. Islam is to recognize we believe in Allah alone, he has no partners, and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. And we pray five times a day, we pay our zakat, we fast the month of Ramadan, and we go to the Hajj if we're able to do so. He said, Sadaq, you have spoken the truth. And the companions, they said, well, this is very strange indeed. How could this man know he has spoken the truth when he is a Messenger of Allah? It seems as if this man already knows the answers to his questions. He said the second question, أَقْبِرْنِي عَنَ الْإِيمَانِ, tell me then about belief, iman. And the Prophet said, iman is to believe in Allah, his books, his angels, the prophets, the day of judgment, and the divine decree, the good and the bad thereof. He said, Sadaq, you've spoken the truth. And then he said, أَقْبِرْنِي عَنَ الْإِحْسَانِ, tell me about ihsan. And the Prophet replied and says, أَنْتَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. Ihsan is to worship Allah as though you're seeing Allah. And if you're unable to be in that spiritually profound state, know at least that Allah is seeing and observing all the things that you're doing. And the man said, Sadaq, you have spoken the truth. This in fact, brothers and sisters, is the purpose of life. When Allah says in the Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, Allah has created death and Allah has created life to test those of us who have ihsan in our actions, to test those of us who are the best in action, the best indeed, the best in action. And the month that is approaching us now is a month of ihsan, is a month of superiority, is a month of being the best that we can be in our own selves, our closeness and relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Jawzi said this month, hiya kattaj al-ra's al-zaman, this is like a crown on the head of time. This month is like a crown on the head of time. Because this month is superior than other months because of the amount of worship that we do in this month. And of the best actions in our ihsan within this month is the fast itself. And so Allah says in a hadith Qudsi, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Allah says all of the actions for the son of Adam are for him. Everything we do is for ourselves. إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ, except fasting. Allah says, no, fasting is for me and I reward for fasting. And it seems confusing to begin with because we think, well, everything is for us. Everything we do, right, is for our akhirah and to have good deeds and for Allah. Why is it that everything is for us but only fasting is for Allah? What a unique action that is. People would say different things about this hadith and about fasting itself. And the ulama, they said there is sawm al-zahir, the apparent fast, the outward fast, which is a fast of the stomach and the fast of our desires. Sawm al-batin, the hidden and the disclosed and the discreet fast, which is sawm al-qalb, the protection of the heart, wa sawm al-sir an al-malahidat, and protection of what is secret from being observed by the people. And so in ar-ruh, and the protection of the spirit. Ibn Qudama says, rahimullah, that there is sawm al-umum, the general fast, the fast of the Tom, Dick and Harry. Every one of us should have this basic fast. فَهُوَ كَفَّ الْبَطَنِ وَالْفَرَجِ عَنْ قَضَاءِ الشَّهْوَةِ. And this is that we protect our desires and protect our stomachs from, protect our stomachs and our desires from sins. This is the general fast, but this can't be the end of it. This can't be the only thing that the fasting is about. Why? Because there are some people, our Prophet described them, رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرَ. He says there are some people they fast and take nothing from their fast except hunger. And there are people who stand in prayer in the night, right? And they take nothing from that except tiredness. So fasting then can't just be about the stomach and about the desires. And so Ibn Qudama says, صَوْمُ الْخُصُوصِ, the specific fast is what follows the general fast. And that is, وَهُوَ كَفُّ النَّظَرِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالْبَصَرِ وَالرِّجَلِ وَالْيَدِ وَسَائِرَ الْجَوَارِحِ عَنِ الْآثَامِ. That we protect our eyes, and protect our hearing, and protect our tongue, and protect our limbs from sins. The specific fast. But it can't just be about the specific fast either. It can't just be about that we're protecting our eyes, and our hearing, and our limbs, and all of these things. And neither can it be just about the general fast. Because our Prophet says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Every action is by an intention or by intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And everyone will have what he intended. And so Ibn Qudama says there is صَوْمَ الْخُصُوصَ الْخُصُوصَ, the specific of the specific fast. And that's the صَوْمُ الْقَلْبِ, the fast of the heart. The fast of the heart. This is what we aspire to in this month of Ramadan. It's not just the outward fast, or the general fast, or even the specific fast, but it's the fast of the heart. And this is the most difficult fast for any one of us to fast. Sahal ibn Abdullah was asked, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَشَدُّ عَلَى النَّفْسِ. What is the most difficult thing on the nafs? What is the hardest thing for the nafs? He said, al-ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity is the hardest thing on the self. And if you think, brothers, this in fact is somewhat the purpose of Ramadan. Because Ibn Qudama says about this hadith Qudsi, that all of the actions are for us except fasting. He says, أَنَّهُ السِّرُّ وَعَمَّ الْبَاطِنِ لَا يَرَهُ وَالْخَلْقِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُهُ الرِّيَاءِ. Because it's so special to Allah, because the fast is secret. The fast is hidden. No one can see us fast, and therefore showing off will not enter this action of ours. Therefore showing off in sincerity won't enter this action of ours. So there is something about the fast that is so unique, that is known truly only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's examine for a minute the issue of sincerity, ikhlas, how to be sincere with Allah. You see, the ulama, they said that in our whole life, we didn't find gaining knowledge difficult. That wasn't difficult, staying up in the night. Other people, they can do that for other purposes. We didn't find teaching Islam difficult. Other people can do that and for different purposes and teach different things. What we found difficult was to be sincere in these things. Was to be sincere in our searching for knowledge. To be sincere in our dissemination of ilm. This was the most difficult thing, the hardest thing on the self. Al-ikhlas. Ifradul haqq subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ta'ati bil qasd. Wa innahu an yurid bi ta'ati yataqarrab ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas definition, sincerity, is that we are searching for al-haq, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fitta'ati bil-qasd, with our intentions and for obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Duna shay'in akhar, not anything else. Min tassannun al-khalq, o mahmadatan anda nas, o mahabbati madhan min al-khalq. Not that we're seeking ostentation and pride with the people. Not that we want to become famous and seeking pride from the people. Not that we love to be praised by everyone, and that we're seeking to be praised by everyone. That's not sincerity. That's not the purpose of life. when Iblis spoke with Allah and says, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, I will lead everyone astray except those of your servants who have ikhlas, except those of them who have purified their intentions. He said, الْإِخْلَاصُ تَصْفِيَةُ الْفِعْلِ أَنْ مُلَاحَظَةُ الْمَخْلُوقِ, sincerity is purifying our actions from being observed by people. And that's the fast. That's the fast because it's a hidden, discreet action. But we should learn something general by the fast. And that is sincerity itself. How do we keep our hearts sincere to Allah? How do we keep our hearts purified, our actions purified from being observed by the people? One of them described sincerity, one of the ulama of the past, ثَلَاثَةُ مِنْ عَلَمَاتِ الْإِخْلَاصِ, three things from the sign of someone's sincerity. الْإِسْتِوَاءُ الْمَدْحِ وَالْذَمِّي مِنَ الْعَمَّةِ, that our praise and our censure, our being reprimanded, reproached, disparaged, told off, is one and the same thing. Our praise and our censure is one and the same thing. That we don't become egoistic by our praise, by being praised by the people. And neither do we become, you know, if someone tells us off, who is he? Sufyan al-Thawri in his own time said, I have met a people that when you tell them, fear Allah, my brother, they would say, who are you to tell me to fear Allah? Don't you see the amount of fear I have already of Allah? And what about 1,000 years later in our time? He said, no, the praise and the censure should be the same. Nisyan ru'yat al-a'mali fil a'mal, that we forget to observe our involvement in our actions. We forget to observe our involvement in our actions, right? That we don't keep feeling gratified by the fact that we are the ones that did the action. I'm the one who performed this deed. I was involved in this particular activity. I was the one who was there. No, we leave that aside. That's for the akhirah. What's done is done. It's done for Allah's sake, not for the sake of my ego, then for me to boast about it. Forgetting to observe our actions in our actions. وَالْإِقْتِضَى ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ, that we are searching for the reward in the akhirah. We are seeking for the reward from Allah, not in the dunya but in the akhirah. Therefore, why is ikhlas so difficult? Because in every action of ours, small and large, we have to cross three hurdles. We have to cross three hurdles. The first hurdle is before we've even done the action for Allah's sake. So we purify our intentions before we've even performed the salah, or read the book, or done this dhikr, or traveled there for Allah's sake. Whatever it is, we purify our intention before we've done the action. The first hurdle. And then the second hurdle is when the action itself arrives upon us. So we have to ensure then that I've done the action for Allah's sake, and now I'm doing the action still for Allah's sake. And then the third hurdle is once the action has transpired, now I have to ensure that I don't boast about this action. The third hurdle to cross. So how difficult is that then? Very difficult. أَشَدُّ شَيْءٍ عَلَى النَّفْسِ, the hardest thing on the self. The hardest activity to ensure that every action I do in my life, I have crossed these three hurdles. The pre-stage hurdle, the during hurdle, and the after hurdle. And that's sincerity. That's ikhlas. That's sincerity. Fudayl ibn Iyad said, rahimahullah, تَرَكَ الْعَمَلِ لِأَجْلِ النَّاسِ رِيَعَ وَالْعَمَلِ لِأَجْلِ النَّاسِ شِرْكَ الْإِخْلَاصُ أَنْ يُعَافِيكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمَا. He says, leaving actions for the sake of the people is showing off, is riya. Stopping doing something because of someone else's presence or blame or anything else is riya, is showing off. Because that action should have been for Allah. We should have done that out of loyalty and love to Allah. Not stop doing it because of someone's blame for us, or someone's censure, or someone's presence or observance. No. And acting for the sake of the people is shirk. Acting for the sake of the people is shirk. And ikhlas. And يُعَافِيكَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمَا, that Allah has saved us from both of these two things. Sincerity is that we are safe from doing an action for the sake of the people, or not doing an action for the sake of the people. لَا تَعْمَلِ النَّاسِ شَيْئًا وَلَا تَذْرُكْ لَهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُغْرَطِّي لَهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا تَكْشِفْ لَهُمْ شَيْئًا. Don't do anything for the people, for the sake of the people. Don't leave anything for their sake. don't reveal anything for their sake and don't disclose anything for their sake, but have only Allah in our mind. Have Allah in our mind that I am doing this action for Allah's sake, and people, humanity will benefit after that. Not that my sole purpose is for this person, that person's pleasure and praise of me and recognition, no. But it's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. And so Ibn Qudama says, أَنَّهُ السِّرُّ وَعَمَ الْبَاطِنِ لَا يَرَغْوَ الْخَلْقِ وَلَا يَدْخُلُهُ الرِّيَاءِ. It's hidden, it's disclosed, the fast and showing off in sincerity should not enter this action of ours. There are a few narrations. Once the Prophet of Allah ﷺ was passing by his companions and they were discussing something, and he asked them, what are you talking about? And they said, O Prophet of Allah, we are discussing the Dajjal, the Antichrist. And he says to them in one narration, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافَ عَلَيْكُمْ الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرَ. I will tell you something that I fear more for you than I fear the Dajjal for you. I am more concerned about something else than I am concerned about the Dajjal with regards to you. He said that is the lesser shirk, shirk al-asghar, the smaller shirk. Feel. And they said, what is that, O Prophet of Allah? He said, ar-riya. He said, showing off. Showing off, to be insincere. I am more concerned that you guys will be insincere in the things that you do than I am concerned about the Dajjal and his presence and the effect he will have on you. And what a lesson for us. What a lesson for us, because this is something that we are dealing with 24 hours a day. Morning till evening we are fighting our nafs, fighting shaitan when it comes to sincerity and insincerity. More dangerous for us. More of a detriment that is upon us and our lives and our accountability with Allah. Because people that will come to Allah on the day of the resurrection, on the day of accountability, and their actions will be observed. And Allah will say to some people, go to the one that you desired your reward from. Go to the one that you were seeking your reward from. Meaning in the dunya, because half his action was for Allah and the other half was for this person. Or 75, 25, or whatever it was. We have to train ourselves and let Ramadan be a training for us about achieving sincerity and having this in our mind all the time. Ibn Qudama says, you know, فَأَمَّا الشِّرْكُ الْإِرَادَاتِ وَالنِّيَاتِ فَذَلِكَ الْبَحَرِ أَلَّذِي لَا سَهِلَ لَهُ. He says, as for the shirk of showing off and mixed up intentions, that is an ocean of which there is no beach, there is no coast. It's an ocean of which there is no coast. Meaning it's such a problem that once we're in there, we will drown. We will drown in that ocean. Because we haven't learned and thought about those things that we need to lift ourselves up, to swim away from this evil, training the heart, purifying the heart, being engaged in the remembrance of Allah, reciting the book of Allah, learning about sincerity, learning about insincerity, learning how the Prophet, how the companions would strive and struggle every day and every night to check themselves, to make sure that, why am I doing what I'm doing? They would think before, have muhasaba, muraqaba, account the self, watch over the self. Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Because what happens is when you do so much of something without the prerequisite of training the heart, we will burn out in that action. We will burn out. But it's better for us to do something small, even if it's small but consistent, but purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ صُورِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He said, Allah is not concerned about our clothes, our appearance, our features, our figures. We're not going to be accounted on that, right? Allah is not concerned about that. But Allah is concerned and Allah is looking and observing our hearts. When we pray, brothers, five times a day, Allah is more concerned with our hearts and He is concerned about the outward actions. When we're fasting, Allah is more concerned about what, you know, what is in the heart rather than, you know, how hungry we are or the food that we're not eating and these outward things. Allah is concerned about the heart. when we're remembering Allah, Allah is more concerned about the heart rather than the words. We have to always think about the inner dimension of our worship. And the inner dimension of our worship begins with the heart. And a prerequisite, a condition for acceptance is sincerity. So how important a thing is then? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the inner strength to be sincere in our worship. And to Allah save us from doing things for the sake of the people and for pride and ostentation. But may we be of those who reach Allah in a purified state because our hearts were pure. And Allah said in the Quran, brothers, you know, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day nothing will benefit the people, not their wealth, not their children, except the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. And part of the soundness of that heart is that the fact that the heart was sincere. May Allah bless us and this ummah with sound and clean hearts. And may Allah send peace and blessings and prayers upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his pure family, his companions. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Ibn Taymiyyah was imprisoned in Damascus, his students like Ibn al-Qayyim and others, they would go to him when they would have hard and difficult days. And they would say, we would go to him because our hearts were hardened and we needed some kind of words to make us feel better and have hope and trust in Allah. And Ibn al-Qayyim says, one of the things that I remember him saying was, مَا يَسْنَوْ أَعْدَائِ بِي أَنَ جَنَّتِي وَبُسْتَانِي فِي صَدْرِي. He said, what can my enemies do with me when my garden and my paradise is in my heart? إِنْ رُحْتُ فَهِيَ مَعِي لَا تُفَارِقُنِي. If I go, then they come with me and they never leave me. إِنْ حَبَسِي خَلْوَى وَقَتْلِ شَهَادَ وَإِخْرَاجِ مِنْ بَلَدِي سِيَاحًا. He says, my imprisonment is a seclusion for me to gain closeness to Allah. My killing, to be killed, is a martyrdom for me. And my exile is a tourism for me. And he spoke about people, مساكين أهل الدنيا خرجوا منها وما ذاقوا أطيب ما فيها. He said, how poor and pitiable and lowly are the people of the dunya, that they have left this world and haven't tasted the sweetest thing in this world. Feel. And he was asked, they said, وَمَا أَطْيَبَ فِيهَا. What is the sweetest thing in this world? He said, مُحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَمَعْرِفَتُهُ وَذِكْرُهُ. The love of Allah is the sweetest thing in this dunya. And the recognition of Allah is the sweetest thing in this dunya. And the remembrance of Allah is the sweetest thing in this dunya. This is the purpose of creation. When Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Ibn Abbas says, إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. Allah says, He has created, not created humans and jinn except for worship. Ibn Abbas says, except to know Allah. Because how on earth could you worship the one that you don't even know? He says, know Allah and you will worship Allah. Know Allah and you will love Allah. And that's a matter of the heart. Masakeen ahlu dunya, poor and lowly and pitiable are the people of this dunya who haven't experienced this. They would say, إِنُّ لَتَمُرُّ بِالْقَلْبِ أَوْقَاتًا يَرْقُصُ فِيهَا طَرَبًا. He says, there are times in my life where my heart dances with joy. Where my heart, this is the Jannah of the dunya. This is the paradise of earth, where we are living in a sense of paradise. Right, when we wake up in the morning for Fajr out of joy and glee, almost a sense of euphoria, I'm about to stand before Allah. The whole country is asleep, but my light is on in my house, meaning I will have a light on the Day of Judgment, everyone else will be in darkness. This is the Jannah of the dunya. He said, in the tomorrow, bi awqatan aqul. He said, there are times when my heart is so good and I say, إِنْ كَانَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مِثْلِ هَذَا إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي عَيْشٍ طَيِّبٍ. he said, if the people of paradise experience what I have now, well, they're in a good condition. If the people of Jannah are experiencing this, if this is what it's like in paradise, well, that's a good life to have. And he's still in the dunya, not in the akhirah. This is from ikhlas, brothers. This is from ikhlas. The purpose of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even a precondition, prerequisite for taqwa is ikhlas. Prerequisite for la ilaha illallah is ikhlas. Everything, the prerequisite is ikhlas. If that's absent, everything else is broken. A man will come who gave his life for Allah, spilled his blood for Allah's sake in defense of the ummah, in defense of Islam. And Allah will ask him, what did you do then? And why did you do what you did? It's not just about what did you do, it's about why did you do what you did. He will say, قَاتَلْتَ فِيكَ حَتَّى اسْتُجْهِدْتُ. I fought for your sake, Ya Allah, until I was martyred. And Allah will say, كَذَبْ. You're a liar. You're a liar. Allah will say, قَاتَلْت لِأَنْ يُقَالْ إِنَّهُ جَرِيءٌ وَقَدْ قِيلْ. You fought to be called a brave man, and you were called a brave man. And he will be thrown into the fire of hell. Because it's not about what he did, it's about why he did what he did. A man will come who amassed so much knowledge in his life. And Allah will ask, what did you do and why did you do what you did? And the man will say, تَعَلَّمْتُ الْعِلَمْ وَعَلَّمْتَ وَقَرَأْتَ فِيكَ الْقُرْآنَ. I gained knowledge, I spread knowledge, and I recited your blessed book. And Allah will say, كَذَّبْتُ. You're a liar. Allah will say, تَعَلَّمْتَ الْعِلَمْ لِأَنْ يُقَالْ عَالِمْ وَقَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ. And you recited the book to be called قَارِي. You gained knowledge to be called a scholar. You recited the Qur'an to be called a reciter. وَقَدْ قِيلَ. And it was said so about you. And he will be thrown into the fire of hell. A man who was so charitable and gave so much money will be asked the same. Why did you do what you did? And he will say, I did it for your sake. Allah will say, you're a liar. You did it to be called a generous man. And you were called a generous man. Meaning you had your reward. You had your 5 minutes of fame in the dunya. That was sufficient for you. That's your reward. But not in the akhirah. Because in the akhirah, it's about the heart. In the akhirah, it's about the inner action, the inner worship. Not just about the outward. And he will be thrown into the fire of hell. One of the things, the interesting hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ بِضَعِيفِهَا بِدَعْوَتِهِمْ وَصَلَاتِهِمْ وَإِخْلَاصِهِمْ. رواه مسلم. He says that Allah will aid and assist and give victory to this ummah by its weak ones. Right? I mean, even by its weak ones. Why? Because of their prayers and because of their salah and because of their sincerity, because of their ikhlas. This is like a collective way to beseech Allah, to beseech Allah for His help and His assistance. Our sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet would advise us to read in the morning and evening 3 times each. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. And there are a few variations of that. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the shirk of what I know. And I seek your forgiveness for that which I do not know. Because it's so hidden and discreet. Like a black ant on a black rock on a black night, it creeps up upon us, mixing our intentions. May Allah make this coming month a blessed month for us. And may Allah make this a real and true month for us. And may we enter this month knowing why we're doing what we're doing. Not that we're doing things because everyone else is doing things. That's not a good intention. In fact, think for a moment in the grave. When the angel will ask us, فِيمَا كُنْتُ. What were you upon then? What did you do? What were you upon? The one who is an evil person, he will say to the angel, سَمِعْتُ النَّاسِ يَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا فَقُلْتُ كَمَا قَالُوا. I heard people say something and so I said the same. Right? I saw people do something and so I did the same. And the angel will say to this person in the grave, على الشك حييت وعليه مت وعليه تبعث إن شاء الله. You lived with doubt and you died upon doubt and you will be raised upon doubt inshallah, because you're just doing what everyone else was doing. We need to know that, you know, there is a scale and Allah will judge us upon that scale. Not that, you know, we're fasting but we're not even praying. That is not a fast that is accepted by Allah. That we're fasting but we're not even praying. I mean, the salah is a second pillar of Islam. What kind of fast is accepted like that? Let alone the fast of the heart and everything else. This is, we have broken it off completely. No. We pray five times a day. We fast the month of Ramadan. We fulfill our obligations to Allah. But let's do it for the sake of Allah, for Allah's, and not just because everyone else is doing it, so let's do it. No. We should know why we're doing the things that we're doing, and every action is by an intention. So may Allah keep us firm in this month, sincere in this month. May we reach this month in this pure state. May we leave this month in a forgiven state and in a pure state. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين اللهم اهدنا إلى الحق وجعلنا من أهله وانصرنا به يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح فساد قلوبنا اللهم أصلح فساد قلوبنا اللهم أصلح فساد قلوبنا اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اجعلنا مخلصين صادقين شاكرين ذاكرين يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم انصرنا على عدونا ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم انصرنا على عدونا ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم انصرنا على عدونا ودمر أعداء الدين وفق قيد أسر المسلمين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة